Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
They're going to air it out.
Is this station in Green Bay? Are you guys in this area?
Air It Out is on the air.
Good morning. Hi. Kind of ready to do it.
This is no time for drama.
It's time to air it out on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Most of the people that are commenting on it don't know anything about what they're talking about.
It's Bill and Rookie.
And it's Market.
What was the one you threw on us today, ham?
Oh, yeah, he was going ham. He went nuts.
Explain it. I don't understand.
He had a great game. Okay.
The more you think about it, the more you think, how nuts are you?
Want to join the show?
I get some ridiculous questions, Frank.
Tweet The Fan at WDUZ. Give us a call at 920-393-1075.
We're always making phone calls.
Send us an email at thefanacumulus.com.
Check your mail.
Let's get it started.
Who are these people?
It's Bill Rivier.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
It's Rookie.
I don't know if I do.
And it's Marcus Eversole.
Oh. You don't sit on a bench.
It's time to air it out on The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to Air It Out Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan. I'm Marcus. That's Bill. That's Rookie. We are sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. I'm going to skip all the introductions because we know who's here. I'm Marcus. That's Bill. That's Rookie. And I have a tweet here from AJ. Just sitting here with my coffee, waiting for Vince Beagle to come on to WDUZ. Wait no longer.
Wait no longer, right.
Once a Badger, always a Badger, now a Green Bay Packer, Vince Beagle joins us here on The Fan. Vince, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing pretty good. Really appreciate you guys having me on, man.
Well, you bet.
Well, we appreciate
having
you.
Our pleasure having you.
Must have been a whirlwind last few days for you.
You know, it definitely has been an emotional roller coaster this whole weekend leading up to the draft itself, and then kind of the days following. You know, obviously a lot of nerves as you go into the draft weekend, and then, Thursday night happened, Friday night, actually had a big draft party in Wisconsin Rapids, and was really disappointed, you know, your name wasn't called, and then you wake up early Saturday morning, and then you get the phone call from Green Bay, and then just the overflowing amount of text, phone calls, the amount of support, and just overall, you know, just people just excited about, you know, me staying in the state of Wisconsin has just been really... It's been overwhelming, man, but I've been really just been taking it in stride, and I couldn't be more excited to be staying home in the state of Wisconsin.
How many people have asked you for game tickets now?
You know what? It's been on a few hands I can count on, the amount of people who have already been started, been asking, friends, family, people that I haven't talked to in 10 years. Kind of unfold here, so.
I was wondering, has Disney called yet to start the movie about the story? It's an incredible story.
You know what? It's a fun story, and I unfortunately have not got any phone calls from Disney. I'll keep my phone lines open. But no, it's been a great story. It's been just I feel just incredibly blessed to kind of be in the situation I'm at, but also just a great organization like the Green Bay Packers. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the organization, you know, the great coaching staff. It's a great situation to go into, you know, a lot of key veterans to learn from. So I feel very blessed, not just in, you know, with the Packers, but, you know, my time at Madison, Wisconsin University. And obviously, you know, when I was at home in Wisconsin Rapids, I just had, you know, a tremendous amount of support, a lot of people to help get me where I'm at today.
Vince Beagle here on The Fan. Now, Vince, I remember hearing you talk about this on your conference call after you were drafted, but when you grow up in Wisconsin, if you're into sports, you do the same things. You go to Badger games, you go to Packer games. I remember coming up to training camp in the summer as well. For you, you know, having players ride your bike is cool, but now you get to be that player riding a kid's bike over to practice. How does it feel to be on the other side of that fence now?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how that all works out. And you're really hitting the head. I remember being the kid throwing jerseys, mini helmets, football helmets over the tall fence to have guys find, you know, your football helmets and stuff like that. You know, those are things that really stood out in my mind growing up. And I remember really guys like A.J. Hawk, I remember he was a guy I really looked up to. I remember Ramon Green, Simon Balls, Greg Jennings, and even guys like Steven Sam Congato. So, you know, it's been fun to really be a part of the process. But honestly, you know, I looked up to those guys. I remember being a young Wisconsin kid. Now to be able to be an example, to be a leader, to be a person that those kids look up to is something that I'm going to take with, you know, a great deal of pride, and I'm going to definitely, you know, use that podium, that platform, the best of my ability. So I'm excited for it, but I think also I'm just excited to go in there and contribute. I'm excited, you know, to get this process started.
What is your, you're talking about getting excited to get the process started. What is the process for you now? When do you need to report? When do you get over here in Green Bay? What is your schedule like here? Because the rookie orientation and the rookie camp is coming up.
Correct. You know, the rookie, kind of from, you know, what happens now from going on forward here is I actually have to report Thursday morning tomorrow in Green Bay. We start kicking things off at 11 o'clock. So all rookies will report. First-rounders, undrafted guys, you know, all in between will be reporting. And that's kind of when things will get started here. So I'm excited, you know, kind of we'll get into tomorrow. Tomorrow will predominantly be, like, you know, physicals, make sure we're healthy, making sure, you know, our helmets, cleats, everything fits well. We'll be, you know, starting our team meetings. We'll just the rookie orientation meetings, individual meetings, linebacker meetings, so. You know, things are just starting to kick off soon here. You know, things are starting to get real. And, you know, that's what they drafted you for, though. They didn't draft you for necessarily a story. They didn't draft you for, you know, they drafted you to be a productive football player, and that's what I want and intend to be when I, you know, go to Green Bay. I'm excited for the opportunity, and I'm excited just to, you know, kind of live that childhood dream like I mentioned before.
What is the after-draft process like, though? Because, okay, so they draft you, you're a Packer. Did they just send you an email and then say, be here Thursday morning by 11 o'clock, or do they have continuous contact with you after they select you? What's that process like after you've officially become a Packer?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I honestly didn't know until this weekend either what that process was like. So I obviously got picked, you know, got drafted, and I had talked with when I got the phone call, the first pick in the fourth round, it was, you know, Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, Don Capers, linebacker coach. I had a chance to speak with all those guys. You know, and there's been, I talked with them, and then I honestly also reached out to my linebacker coach, gave him a phone call, talked about football, kind of just, you know, talked about some expectations and moving forward. And then also they have a tremendous amount of player personnel people who work with, you know, kind of like a transition team, guys who are coming from college, obviously, to the NFL. So, you know, there's great instructions on where we need to be. You know, so there's been contact there. It's not, all right, you're drafted, all right, you're on your own. No, there's a tremendous amount of support. You know, there's great communication so that, you know, they'll make everything a smooth transition. And honestly, for me, it's not too much of a transition. I mean, I'm only about an hour and a half, hour 45 minute car ride from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, I'm not flying,
right,
you know, East Coast, West Coast, down south. You know, this isn't a big road trip for me here. So I feel like I kind of have an advantage, and I was actually able to go to Green Bay last Monday here, and kind of with me, my fiance and I, who plan on getting married this summer. We're able to kind of, you know, get the lay of the land, check out Green Bay, and it's kind of we kind of said it's our last day being a fan in Green Bay, and we were able to go to the pro shop, look at the, you know, atrium there in Green Bay, and just kind of really look around and kind of, you know, enjoy our last moments of being a fan. So it was kind of cool.
Well, you mentioned going to the pro shop. I feel like those number 45 Beagle jerseys are going to be flying off the shelves before long. How'd you wind up with the 45?
Yeah, obviously I wore 47 in college, and, you know, that was kind of, so the second phone call I got from Green Bay, the first one was, obviously, Vince, we're going to pick you. The second one was, all right, you know, we want you to report Thursday. And the next question after that was, all right, what jersey number do you want? I was like, well, that's kind of fast. So, so 47 is taken currently by Jake Ryan, right, linebacker from Michigan. So, you know, I said, what kind of number do you guys got? He said, well, we got 55, 54, and he listed off a few 50 numbers. I was like, okay, well, what about the 40s? And he said, well, we got 44, 45, and he listed a few more. And I said, well, I wore 45 in high school. I said, let's roll 45.
There you go.
Nice. And the reason why I wore 45 in high school was because my dad, he actually wore 45 when he played for at BYU.
Wow.
So,
That's great.
So there's a cool story behind it, and I actually told my dad once I got the phone that I'm going to be wearing number 45, and, you know, he shed a few tears. So it was cool.
The numbers
staying in the family, and I know it's going to mean a lot to him. I know it's going to mean a lot to me, and you know, I'm going to represent that number the best I can.
Do you have that jersey yet? Have you put it on yet?
No, I have not put it on. No, haven't put the jersey on.
Right.
I was just I actually tweeted out a link in on my social medias where you can pick them up at the Packer Pro Shop. So it's cool, man. I'm living the dream. I could not be more blessed.
From a football standpoint, Vince, working with Dave Aranda and then Justin Wilcox, how's that prepared you to get into the Dom Capers defense here in Green Bay?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think there's a lot of similarities between, you know, obviously each coach kind of has their own type of flavor, if you will. You know, Dave Aranda implemented a 3-4 defense, the same defense that they run in Green Bay. I feel like I have a great advantage. I feel like I have a great kind of a base understanding of things that I can expect, things that they want from me as I transition to Green Bay. So, you know, whether they want me an outside linebacker, inside linebacker, you know, pass rusher, special teamers, those are the things that I plan on contributing and want to do for the Green Bay organization. I'm excited to do those things. Mm-hmm. So I'm overall, like I said before, I'm excited to get started. And I think, you know, you really hit on the head. Dave and Justin, they give you a very complex defense, and they ask a lot of you, as a football player, but also kind of, you know, how you fit into the scheme. They want you to understand the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I'm just excited, though, to get a playbook in my hand, to be honest with you, and start learning it and start, you know, understanding it, and then it becomes second nature to me again, just like at Wisconsin, where you learn the playbook, and then you just go out there and play. You don't have to think. And that's how you really, you know, that's how you really kick it up in the next step. That's how you, you know, become a good football player.
By the way, you don't need to go to the pro shop anymore. They're going to give you that stuff, just so you know, okay?
Yeah, it's stuff on the house.
You don't have to buy it anymore. It's on them.
And Vince, we'll let you go, but I have one question here on Twitter. I have a fan that wants to know if we're going to see a G on the side of the head now, like we've seen the W over the years at Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great question. You know what? I can't right now have a clean haircut right now, cut, tapered up. I think I want to go in there. I want to earn the respect of my teammates first and foremost, and no crazy haircuts, you know, for the time being. But once I kind of establish myself, once I, you know, gain the respect of my teammates, don't be surprised to see some fun haircuts come back. So we'll see about that, Gene, inside of that.
Because you can't do that before the wedding. Your fiancé wants you clean cut, clean shave, and all that stuff for the wedding.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we got some married guys. You guys understand, you know, there's if I get a Gene inside my head, my fiancé is not going to be I'm gonna be in the doghouse. I'm not going to be on good terms here. So I gotta be smart both for football and for my personal life.
Right. Yep. From the married man, yes, dear, yes, honey, that's all you need to know, that's all you need to say, and everything.
You're
and
right.
It'll work out great.
And then, yes, Coach McCarthy now, I suppose.
Yep.
Vince, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it. Congratulations. We look forward to introducing ourselves to you this weekend when we get a chance.
Awesome, guys. Hey, again, appreciate you guys having me on, and we'll talk soon, guys.
Thank you,
Vince. That's Vince Beagle, now Packers linebacker. Used to be Badgers linebacker. Still can say Badgers linebacker.
Well, once a Badger, always a Badger, right?
But now it's official. And, you know, Vince sounded like a Packer leading up to the draft when we were talking to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He still sounds like a Packer, and he is a Packer.
He's smart, though. I like the fact you're going to come in and earn the respect. You don't need to come in kind of Brian Bosworth-ish, right? and try to take the league by... Exactly, right. So I like the fact that he's going to come in, you know, establish himself, and then we can carve the G into the side of the hair.
First things first, right? No doubt about it.
That's good stuff.
Awesome. Well, that's Vince Beagle, Packers linebacker. Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com, will be along at 10:30. Tony, a big fan of Vince, gave the Packers an A-plus for their draft.